Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Our very own Braves reporter and insider and host of From a Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us here on the show. Good morning, Grant. Good to have you back, as always.
Good morning.
Does someone call him the king of Braves podcasters?
I've known a lot of G-Max in my life. He's probably my favorite one.
Do you go by G-Mac?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know.
Probably I can. I can. I've been called worse.
I can. That's a nice way of putting it.
That's a no.
All right, Grant. So the Braves making some moves. They announced yesterday that they acquired infielder Zach Short from the Boston Red Sox in exchange for cash considerations. Why this move and what are they getting out of a guy like Short?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of a versatility move. I mean, we're talking about the 26th man on the roster, so it's not really going to be a lot of, you know, moving and shaking on the Braves infield. Those guys expect to play every day. They plan to play every day, and clearly injuries can crop up from time to time. So Ozzie Albies was out for a week and a half, and that was really the only opportunity that Luis Guillorme had to play, and now he's been traded to the Angels. That opened up the spot for Zach Short as well. So just kind of, I think, moving some pieces around the board. I don't want to say it was off-day boredom or anything like that. The Angels might have been interested in Guillorme, and that might have precipitated that trade and then created that opportunity for Zach Short, who was going to be or had been designated for assignment by the Red Sox, to be available. And the Braves like a kid that can play second, short, third, and a couple outfield spots if you need him to. He also pitched six games last year, but I'm here to tell you, if he pitches for the Braves, like Guillorme did, something has probably gone wrong.
Yeah.
Grant,
my initial reaction, without knowing anything about Short, to be honest with you, was thinking back to Nicky Lopez of last year. And, you know, Arcia has had his ups and downs defensively at Short here of late. And when Guillorme left, I was like, yeah, maybe this Short guy is more of a shortstop and they would be comfortable with him in later innings. Is this a direct reflection of, you think, that anything that's happened with the big league club or just a simple
No.
kind of a roster decision?
Mm-hmm. No, I think Orlando's been really solid this year. That's not to say he's not going to ever make an error. I mean, that's going to happen. I know the one where, you know, things get a little bit sideways in that one inning in the Boston series. I think it was, the sixth inning of game one.
Yeah.
I mean, that was going to be a tough play anyway. I mean, that was just going to be that way. And I don't know that he necessarily – I think it was Vaughn Grissom that put that in play. So I'm not sure you're throwing him out on a slow roller to Short as it is, but – yeah, coming into that series, I believe Orlando was 5 outs above average, which when you look at the StatCast metrics for shortstops, it was either at the top or near the top of all shortstops in Major League Baseball. And there's a lot of value in his arm. I mean, it's always going to be built that way, but he has done, I feel like, even more of a transformation defensively with the glove this year than even last year. So I see him as being pretty sturdy, not a guy they're necessarily looking to sub out very often. Now, I have heard the case over the last, two, 3 years, as his arm strength has not really been what it was, but the Braves consider, you know, subbing out Ozzie Albies for somebody with a little bit more of an arm, a little bit more range. I don't know. I mean, possibly, but, you know, these are guys that, for the most part, if you've got a comfortable lead, you're not thinking about making too many changes like that. But to get those comfortable leads, the Braves offense has to get going again, and they didn't bring Zach Short in necessarily to power the offense.
Grant, what was it, Wednesday night, Chris Sale threw 37 sliders and 18 induced a swing. 13 were whiffs. Those 13 mm-hmm. were his most in a single game since May of 2018. And hitters are like hitting a 159 average against his slider this season. Is it simply him being healthy, or is there some kind of tweak he has done to get that slider being lethal again?
No, I don't know that there's necessarily a tweak. I think everything for Chris Sale and his success, and this may seem like one of the most obvious statements and conversations that we could possibly have, is when a guy is healthy, what is he going to be able to do, as opposed to having start-stop to your season, missing long periods of time, not really feeling like you've been able to reestablish and have the command that you want to have. I really think it's just a product of a healthy Chris Sale, because when he is, I mean, that slider is a wipeout pitch. He's clearly got a fastball that he can run up there in the mid-90s, maybe, you know, push it an extra couple of miles an hour here and there as he needs to. And that's an incredible combination. And he also has a changeup that he likes to throw in some counts to really keep hitters guessing. So I love the way that he's sequenced, but that slider is an absolute weapon, one of the best pitches on this Braves staff. And when Chris Sale's going, clearly he was one of the best strikeout pitchers in baseball. So that's something that really works for him.
Hey, Grant, what do you anticipate from Charlie Morton? I know he's going to be on the mound tonight for the Braves.
Hopefully more of the same in what he's looked like lately, because as this Braves offense has been kind of searching for its identity, I feel like the Braves pitching staff, and particularly the rotation, has really stepped up and given them quality and consistency of those starts. And when the rotation's doing that and going six, seven innings, all of a sudden the bullpen, which is now down Pierce Johnson and to a lesser extent Tyler Matzek, who was still kind of working his way back, but when that rotation is doing what it's done, that bullpen doesn't have to work to cover as many innings. And that, I've talked about a lot over the past 3 weeks, has been a very good trend for this club, particularly when you're not scoring runs in bunches the way the Braves were expected to. Charlie, the last couple of times out, has just looked extremely good. His command has been there. He has cut down on the walks, which typically that can be a bit of a problem for him. Seems like early on maybe he fights that command, then he's able to settle in. But, yeah, he's been doing it for the Braves, I think, all throughout his tenure. I know there's some ups and downs command-wise, but when Charlie Morton is your maybe fourth starter at this point, you're in a pretty good spot. I think the Braves are pretty happy with what Charlie's been giving them.
Well, Grant, let's talk about that offense, because I likened it earlier. I said, man, we're kind of climbing up the roller coaster, and we're getting to that top, and we're about to go on this ride of our lives. Our arms are up in the air, and it just seems like this offense is just teetering at that spot. Like, they're hitting the ball harder, making solid contact. Some of those hits are starting to fall, but it's just not that historic offense that we saw a year ago.
No, and the crazy thing is, you know, you just don't see the ball falling on the other side of the wall. But this is a club that, if you look at the hard hit contact year over year, they're still making a lot of really quality hard contact. But for whatever reason, you know, they're just not – it's not manifesting in home runs the way it was a year ago. Now, I can't sit here and tell you, okay, well, when it gets warmer, all these balls that are hit up in the air at this launch angle and at this speed are all going to be home runs, but they should be. That's what the expected stats are telling us, that a lot of them should be. And for some reason, they're not. And that's the crazy thing. I saw a chart yesterday somebody posted of teams with the most balls hit 95-plus miles an hour to left field. I forget what the launch angle was, but it was the Dodgers and the Orioles and then the Braves. And the weird thing is the Dodgers and Orioles are 1-2 in home runs in Major League Baseball, and the Braves are 18th. So I don't really know what to make. When you see data like that, it makes you wonder, like, okay, well, if they're hitting that many at this angle and at this speed, those should be home runs, but they're not. And I don't know if we have enough time this morning to get into all the reasons why. Maybe that's not happening, but I'd expect it to change. And I expect guys like Ronald Acuna Jr., Austin Riley, who I think has shown some signs over the past week of maybe really being on the cusp of a breakout himself, and, of course, Matt Olson, who has a great hard hit rate and pretty much nothing to show for it. And, of course, in a big rally for Atlanta, what, day before yesterday, it was hitting a 41 or 49-mile-an-hour little number the other way to get an inning going and let Marcell Ozuna be the guy who delivered the big blast. But, you know, this is an offense that top to bottom has way more talent than we're seeing the results right now. And those things have a way of kind of working themselves out over the course of 162, because you can't keep, I think, a lineup with this many hitters capable of doing what they're doing down, scoring around 3 runs per game for a long period of time. The fact that it's gone on for 10, 11 days, that's surprising to me in and of itself.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, the fact that I go to ESPN's page on Braves hitters and it's all Marcell Ozuna is a shocking thing for me, Grant, right now. Real quick before we get out of here, the Braves only lost 29 games on the road last year. They've already lost eight. They're 9-8 on the road. I know they're 22-12. I'm not complaining. But what is up with the road woes? Or is it just, what's the deal with the road woes so far?
Well, I mean, they had been pretty solid over the first couple of road trips, and then they went 1-5, and you had those three losses, two in Seattle, one in Los Angeles, that were all one run. If you're able to salvage a couple of those, and, you know, the road trip would have looked different, it would have been 3-3 rather than 1-5. And, of course, you throw in the fact that one of those series was a sweep for the Dodgers. That's going to kind of flip things and make it look a little bit worse. I mean, they have been obviously good at home. They're clearly capable of winning home or away, but you just got to get this offense going. I think it's as simple as that for a lot of things that we talk about, you know, to give this club, you know, its best chance. It's when you have this offense humming. And it doesn't have to be historic, breaking the home run record for the franchise every single year, but it's underperforming right now. They're obviously very aware of that, and I'm sure they're all ready, as much as anybody that's watching it, to see a breakout occur and see things start to kind of normalize for this club, because I feel like it has been abnormally tough for this Braves offense in terms of the results.
Grant, thanks for the inside. Where can we find G-Mac. You this week when it comes G-Mac. To From the Diamond?
You will find me right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Sunday from 5 to 7. We'll be talking Braves and taking a look at some of the other big stories across Major League Baseball. And, of course, you can subscribe to From the Diamond wherever you get your podcast and find it on the Odyssey app.
Boom. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, everyone.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.